You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Marquette Burton says this is not Big Brother. Instead, it's a way schools can identify when students are at risk of dropping out. One key factor is if they stop going to class.
So as that risk level is developing, we're checking that automatically and notifying both the student as well as the advisor so that they can reach out.
Burton says the American college system loses $17 billion in tuition every year to dropouts. He says one out of every two college students will never graduate, and attendance is an early indicator. His company, Fletch, places a long-range Bluetooth beacon on the wall of classrooms, and combined with an app the student downloads, the university will know if kids are going to class.
When you walk into your classroom, we will automatically detect the presence of your phone within the classroom space. The most important thing to us is privacy, so we use long-range Bluetooth, which means that when you leave the classroom, we have no clue where you are.
It only registers again when students go to another class with a beacon on the wall. Fletch has just signed the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. It's also doing business with the DeVry Education Group and Pasadena City College. He's trying to sign up the University of Cincinnati and others. Burton has done the math. He says if Kent State, for example, could improve student retention by just 4%, it would add $16 million to its budget every year. Fletch charges $8 a student per semester for the service. Schools and students can see more than attendance data.
So we've done some pretty clever things with the technology. At UNLV, we're also deploying beacons in the financial aid offices, in the tutoring centers, things like that, so that we can really give the student a prescription and say, hey, individuals who majored in electrical engineering and computer science, they averaged 12 hours in the library every week, or they went to tutoring with this frequency.
Now he says if you don't want to spend that kind of time, maybe this major isn't for you. Burton says the technology is seamless. The beacon doesn't have to be charged for 3 years, and after students download the app, they don't even have to open it. It can be set up to send push notifications, and students can check to see how often they've gone to class.
And sometimes people might ask, well, what if my phone dies, things like that. If your phone dies while you're in the classroom and then it comes back on, we have some very sophisticated algorithms to make sure that you're not spoofing the technology. We'll make sure your attendance is accounted for. But the most important thing is we don't really care if you come to class or not. There's certain patterns that indicate risk level. So it doesn't matter if you miss one or two classes. It matters when you miss your classes and how many.
It even checks you in and out for bathroom breaks. Burton is concentrating on colleges and universities, but what could be next? He used to be based in Puerto Rico. At the end of last year, he got a call from the Secretary of Education there.
She said, hey, we've had a situation where employees are reporting that they're working hours that they're not working. Or they'll report 8 hours, but they show up and only stay for 3 hours and go on a little holiday. Could we use your technology to help us accurately track time and attendance?
He says the answer is yes. Right now, Fletch is trying to raise $1 million from investors to grow the company. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.